And we're talking about a Whare Nui Harikoa. And we're joined today for a kōrero about this interesting kaupapa by Rudy Robinson and his wahine, Lizzie Robinson Cole. And they've been putting together crochet work that has a very distinct and almost fluoro Māori face. It's great to have you both with us, Lizzie and Rudy. Tēnā kōrero, it's me, Dale, this end. Kia ora, kōrua.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe, bro.
Kia ora. Great to catch up with you. Hey, Rudy. Tēnā koe, Rudy. You're an interesting-looking Māori man, Mr. Rudy. I can see why you fell for him, Lizzie.
My queen from the north.
Kia ora. This handsome Māori fella. Good on you, mate. tell us a little bit about yourself, please, Rudy. Where do you hail from, Ewha?
Oh, I hail from, brought up in the Kaingaroo Forest, brought up with a chainsaw in my hand, but, you know, I whakapapa back to Waikato, Ngāti Makirangi, Ngāti Kōhua, and back to the Taranaki.
Beauty.
Ngāruehine.
But you grew up in the Kaingaroo Forest with a chainsaw in your hand. It's quite different to having a crochet hook.
I'm just a hoetutu. You know how it is.
Lizzie, was Rudy an artistic guy when you met him, Lizzie?
Definitely. And also, I marvel at Rudy's ability to be really creative, but also extremely practical as well. So he's got really good use of both sides of his brain. So when we first met, we saw straight away that we worked really well together, and I'd be like, Rudy, can you make me some angel wings? And he'd run outside and make me my angel wings, or my favourite wooden spoon broke once, and then next minute I hear tap, tap, tap outside, and he's carved me a beautiful new wooden spoon out of a piece of maere rākau that he had. So, yeah, Rudy's a very, very, very clever fella.
Well, Dale, yeah, I think that was selfish, though, because that was the favourite wooden spoon in the kitchen. So,
had to replace it.
When did you first think of, have you always been creative, Rudy, and when did you sort of, I mean, it's, do you handle the term artist now, but have you been an artist most of your life, or is it something you become more comfortable later in life, Rudy?
I think my background is in foundry work, and earlier on I was working at the Māori Arts and Crafts Institute, and situated our first Māori sort of owned foundry, and there we cast the first pātaka out of bronze, and with Eugene Kara.
Which would be a story to talk with you about in its own right. I'm intrigued even when you use the term Māori and foundries, Rudy. There are not many people who have experience tying the two strands of mahi together in the way that you have, obviously.
Aye. And coming forward to our mahi today, it's an honour to do what we do. And it's definitely tupuna-inspired.
Tēnā koe. We'll talk about the actual piece at the Downs in a minute. I'm having fun just sort of meeting you guys. Lizzie, maybe... I mean, that's an intriguing mix, isn't it? Foundry work and bronze pātaka. Incredible. What about your sort of artistic background, Lizzie?
I've been a maker my whole entire life, and like Rudy, a hoetutu. And I'm mostly, though, in textiles, fabrics, with my dad being a fashion designer. Grew up, my first playground, I say, was his salon filled with all the fabrics, trim and sequins and buttons and feathers. So all things bright, beautiful, and made to celebrate wahine. And, you know, I love when in the intro when you said that, that this program, that Wātea is about the celebration of our people. Mm. And that's exactly what we, everything that we do, everything that we create is in celebration of our people, of all the ones that are now tupuna, But our people today, all our whānau, our mokopuna, it is a pure celebration, which is in part why we use the colourways that we do, as well as just being that those colours make our hearts sing. And in doing so, it's allowed us to connect to people right around the world.
Well, I tell you what, you guys look much better on colour TV than you would in black and white.
Hey,
Lizzie, where are your connections to, Lizzie?
So I grew up here in Tāmaki Makaurau in a very large bicultural whānau, but I whakapapa back to Ngāti Hine, Motutau, and Ngāti Kahu Patukoraha in the far north.
Tēnā koe, your dad was a designer. Would some of our listeners know his name?
Potentially. He did die a long time ago in the 80s, but he was Colin Cole, and he was a beautiful human who just had a love of making women feel and look stunning. And I know that obviously has a large influence in my desire to want to, I guess, stand out. You know, lots of times people would say to my dad, "Oh, Colin, but where would I wear this, like, stunning sequined full-length ball gown?" And he would simply say, "To the butchers, darling, to the butchers."
To the butchers.
You know, he was just, like, celebrated every day in your most beautifulest finery. And so, yeah, I think that's definitely had a part to play in the boldness of the colour choices that we are using in our mahi.
Tēnā koura. Hey, Lizzie and Rudy. Look, I've got two treasured pieces in my garage, admittedly. They're not on the bed, but they're crocheted blankets that my Nana made. And she's been gone a long time. So our Māori people have loved crochet for a long time. I bet there are many listening today who've also got a crocheted blanket, maybe from their Nanas. You guys have taken it to a different level because you've got plans to crochet the Auckland Harbour Bridge, it would seem.
And the beehive.
Rudy, let's start with the dows. I've seen some of your other. I've seen some of your other pieces, and they're great. You know, they're almost fluoro, very Māori, clever. But we'll talk about the actual piece, which is Wharenui Hariko, and it's almost a full sized whare. That you are working on and planning to have completed by Matariki of next year. Talk with us about it, please. We'll come first to you, Rudy.
The kaupapa of the whare is ko Wharenui Hariko he poro whakaha ko Uenuku Tāwhana ki te rangi. And Wharenui Hariko is a refracting prism of tūpuna-inspired light that shines that light across the sky like a rainbow. And we feel that the whare also is healing our intergenerational trauma into deeply felt joy, one loop at a time, connecting all people and igniting the joy globally. And that's our kaupapa.
Sounds pretty flash. How do you describe it, Lizzie?
The exact same way. All we're saying is with the aroha that has been so freely and continues to be freely poured into us by our beautiful tūpuna is what we shine out to the world in our own unique way of our fluoro crochet. That's the expression of aroha. In its most simplest form, this is a whare of aroha and an absolute gift from our tūpuna and those are the gifts that we want to honour and also then share with our people, share with the world. But yeah, in its most simplest form, this is a whare of just deep, deep, deep aroha.
Sounds neat. It's at the Dows at the moment, which is down in the capital. Have you shown similar pieces and what's been the reaction from young and old when they see the style of work that you two are creating? Again, to you first, Rudy.
I think at first people come into the room and, you know, it's like, wow, you know, because everything is all fluorescent. And I must say, Dale, that if we turn off the fluorescent lights and it's in a normal warm light, it just as impactful. And you know, and then as you were saying, the whare, being crochet, takes our people and takes all people back to that nostalgicness of their nanny or of their mum, and then we're easily to have these conversations.
But the response really overwhelmingly has been nothing but aroha from our people, from non-Māori, from old, from young, from all walks of life, and that's how we saw really, really quickly with the mahi we were making that this kaupapa is so much bigger than us. And it's what we're sharing is a universal message of love, but we're telling it in a really uniquely Māori way. And both Rudy and I have a big, big vision to create a global impact of aroha. And we see this whare travelling throughout Aotearoa first, but then going around the world to share our stories, to share the aroha.
One thing, it's very easy to look at a piece without enjoying and respecting the amount of time the creation of that work has taken. So the finished article is one thing, the experience of seeing it under fluorescent lights is another. But, I want to salute the many hours, days, months that it's taken to put it all together. Now we get the chance to see the fruits of your labour, but let's acknowledge the labour of love involved in its creation, Rudy.
And you know, it's still a work in progress. We are still yet to crochet, and we have crochet angels on board with us that we are able to cover all the sides inside and out, and the roof inside and out, and we're tying everything together, all our internal po with the core Wi-Fi. And from now till Matariki in 23, it's going to be a busy time, but it's going to be enjoyable.
And yeah, I just want to thank you, Dale, for acknowledging the hours. You know, we were at the Dales over the weekend. The biggest question was, how long has it taken you to make this? And the truth is, it's taken 98 years, because it's taken both our whole entire lives to iterate and iterate and iterate all a million times over our creative processes to come to this place where we are with the whare nui. But we supported, every loop of this whare is made with joy and aroha. It's been an incredible process. It continues to be really magical. And every kōrero we have like this about the whare, this is what's imbued in every stitch. So this whare is a real space of really transformative aroha for us.
Well, you guys are awesome. Go crochet and go well. It's been nice catching up with you. Thanks very much, Rudy. Thanks, Lizzie. All the best to you. Have a great day. And the Dowse Museum, of course, Lower Hutt and the capital. Thanks to all of our guests on today's program.